This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Last night, the Bethel City Council postponed voting on stricter alcohol laws because they had so many amendments. Among the changes was increasing the 2-bottle-per-day sales limit per customer to 5 bottles, modifying the business hours for liquor stores, and changing the fines for alcohol offenses. Mayor Fred Watson, Vice Mayor Raymond Thor Williams, and Council Members Fritz Charles and Carol Jung Jordan voted to increase the limit to 5 bottles. Council Members Leif Albertson, Mitchell Forbes, and Perry Barr opposed. Council Member Jung Jordan argued the low limit could contribute to the social climate around alcohol and make the problems worse.
You see people up and down the highway, you know, they've never had it for their whole lives. They were told it was bad, and then when they get it, they can't handle it.
For Vice Mayor Williams, it was all about freedom.
A lot of people come to this state to live free and do what they want and not be told how to live their lives.
On the other side, Mitchell Forbes says people's freedom to drink without limits affects the freedom of others.
It's kind of obnoxious for this council to say, like, no, we need rights for chronic inebriates, but not people who want to live in a quiet community.
2 bottles a day is enough, said Forbes.
This is not in a week, this is not in a month, this is in a day.
Many who opposed the limits on purchasing bottles still supported the effort to curb public consumption of alcohol. Council Member Charles is excited about that part of the ordinance.
The open container law, once it's passed, is going to have a huge impact on inebriated pedestrians.
Previously, police had to catch people literally in the act of swallowing alcohol. This ordinance would make just having an open bottle in public illegal. Mayor Watson expects that will increase the number of citations for public consumption.
I can see hundreds, if not thousands, of citations a year.
The citations were originally going to increase in dollar amount for each offense, but the mayor said that would be more work for everybody.
And to go and look to see if this was the first, second, third, or fourth for everyone would be arduous and painful.
The amendment to simplify the fine passed. It would not increase for repeat offenders. That action concluded almost 2 hours of discussion, and council members wanted to give the public a chance to review all the changes they made. They'll take another look at the alcohol ordinance at the next meeting on July 23rd. And in more Bethel City Council news, the city has approved a new local option petition that would limit alcohol sales to restaurants. The petition has more than the 418 signatures necessary to put it on the ballot. That means voters will have another chance to decide if they want liquor stores operating in Bethel. Last year, voters turned down a stricter local option, which would have prohibited restaurants from selling alcohol as well as liquor stores. City Clerk Lori Strickler also announced that she expects to approve an application for a marijuana local option petition. This is just the application, which means it still needs to reach the signatures required to put it on the ballot. And the signatures must be submitted by August 15th for marijuana to be on the ballot in October. And continuing with more alcohol news, the State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board has unanimously approved a liquor license transfer to the Northwest Company, known as the Alaska Commercial Company, or AC. AC bought the license from Cesare Machininski of Cusco Liquor. The approval comes with delegation, which includes fire marshal approval and a background check of AC ownership. Some board members had reservations. Charlie Cross from Nome pointed out that AC's liquor store would impact nearby villages.
One of the overriding concerns becomes proximity. Legal in Bethel, illegal an hour away. And that brings all kinds of other social issues with it.
AC presented a list of promises detailing how it would reduce the negative impacts of selling liquor in Bethel. Among them, a 2-bottle-per-day limit, a sell-to list, and reduced business hours. Board Vice Chair Glenn Brady told AC he was impressed.
I want to applaud you on the work you've done to try to rectify what were past issues.
Last year, the board had refused to renew AC's liquor license after the community protested AC's first liquor store. Now, with a new location and new business practices, AC prepares for its second attempt at selling alcohol in Bethel. And finally, U.S. Attorney General William Barr had declared a law enforcement emergency in Alaska after visiting rural communities facing some of the highest rates of violence without any kind of law enforcement. He is also pledging millions of dollars in emergency funds. On Talk of Alaska, former State Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan and tribal rights attorney Lloyd Miller discussed Barr's visit and its impact on the future of public safety in Alaska. Lloyd Miller, who has worked in tribal law in Alaska for decades, praised Attorney General William Barr's visit as, quote, unprecedented.
It wasn't just a photo op or a meeting with national or statewide leaders in Anchorage. He went out to the villages.
But Miller says there's still a long road ahead for Alaska to carry out Barr's vision. Barr visited Anchorage, Bethel, Galena, and Nebusquiak as part of his four-day tour in May to see firsthand the lack of law enforcement in rural Alaska. During his visit, Barr said, quote, everything is on the table when it comes to solutions. That includes tailoring federal grants to match Alaska Native tribal needs. Miller says that's a significant shift in the federal government's attitude towards indigenous communities. But
he has to execute that shift. And to execute that shift, he really, he and his people need to sit down with tribal leaders and look at these grants they are supporting in Alaska.
Former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan says the solution must be more than just giving out money.
I am familiar where one particular community I'm thinking of did get awarded several million dollars in a grant, but they never were able to activate it because they didn't have the right people to know how to function it. Mm. So I agree with Lloyd that let's make the system suitable for the individuals and the communities that they were meant to serve and not live up to some kind of bureaucracy that unfortunately we get embroiled with in our Western world.
Tribal jurisdiction is another issue, but an amendment to the Violence Against Women Act could help change that. Alaska Representative Don Young proposed a pilot project that would allow five villages limited jurisdiction to prosecute crimes like domestic violence and sexual assault, regardless of whether the perpetrator is Native or not. Monaghan commended the proposal.
The idea is a good one, and I think that we should proceed in a way that it's closely monitored.
Miller and Monaghan had harsh words about Governor Mike Dunleavy's line item veto on funds for the Village Public Safety Officer program.
It's absolutely shameful. Alaska leaders talk all the time, many of them, in disparaging ways about the federal government. Get the federal government out of our affairs. We can take care of our own. We are self-sufficient. The federal government's meddling in our business and trying to control what happens. And then shows that it is absolutely incapable of governing itself.
I think a lot of the things that were focused on in the vetoes were primarily kind of the way I look at it, we're living for today. We're not worried or concerned about tomorrow.
Both men agree that Alaska Native tribes should be the ones to solve the issues around law enforcement, and the state and federal governments should support them. Meanwhile, the Justice Department has required its agencies to submit plans to tackle the public safety crisis by the end of this month. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for news in Yukden coming up.